Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented by USA Today's Sports SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts, and I'm finally getting to talk to and getting to podcast alongside Jeremy, who's been doing this for quite some time. How are we doing, Jeremy?
Hey, Matt. How's it going? Thanks for doing this. Yeah, I'm really happy that we're finally kind of co-hosting something and doing an episode here right before the final game of the season. Obviously not the season the Bills, when they set out this season, wanted to end this way, a losing season more than likely. But hey, they get to play the Dolphins one more week. It's a home game. Doesn't look like the weather's going to be too bad. Fans should have a good time. And then there's another reason with the news today that Kyle Williams is deciding to retire after this year.
Yeah, that was I half expected it. I know he was contemplating it last year, going into, you know, that little playoff run that Buffalo had, but you know, it's still shocking. It's hard to see, but you kind of know what's coming. I mean, he's been a fixture on a team without really a consistent name or face for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I was graduating high school when Kyle Williams started with the Bills, and you know, so much life for me has happened. So much life for him has happened, too. You know, he's had some daughters and kind of just settling into Buffalo. And then just all of the changeover, too, has been chronicled since the news came out. Just how many GMs, ownership change, all the change that he's gone through. And he's been a consistent member of the Bills family for, you know, more than a decade.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's hard to stay consistent when things are constantly changing. I mean, especially the coaches. We have Buffalo has had a lot of coaches in his tenure. I think it was like five, maybe, yeah. Five or so. Right. And it's hard for anybody, any player, to maintain their level of intensity, focus. But
I think that just speaks to him, right?
Like his character, without a doubt.
And he's able to withstand all those coaching changes, because usually, right, they bring in their own players, just like they bring in their own, you know, assistant coaches. And for him to outlast all of that change is really a testament to just how good of a player he is and what, you know, each head coach and staff really thought of him.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a huge compliment to his character, I would have to say. Because, we've been watching Buffalo Bills football for pretty much all our lives, I'd say. And we've seen over the last, since really the drought started, how many players have come and gone with coaching regime changes. And, the fact that Kyle Williams lasted as long as he did is a testament to his character, undoubtedly.
I don't know if they're going to necessarily miss his production. He has tailed off a little bit. I think it is all the intangible stuff that he's going to miss, Matt. And for me, you know, I was thinking about this a little bit more before we jumped on and wanted to kind of think about how we could steer the conversation of what the Bills are going to lose with Kyle Williams next year. And my mind goes to the leadership group on the team, because, you know, he passed the torch over to Tremaine Edmonds in that meeting that was well documented, and that was a good sign. But he's only 19 years old, 20 years old, and you have Lorenzo Alexander, I guess, and if he does not come back, that's another huge blow to the leadership group. But say he does come back, and then you have the uncertainty with LeSean McCoy on the other side, and I don't know if I really would want to leave the hands of my football team's leadership council in the hands of LeSean McCoy, who frankly hasn't really shown much this year, and off the field has been a little bit of a distraction as well, and just the, you know, incident he had that he acknowledged with Coach McDermott this past week. Like, I don't know if I want him to do that, and I think he kind of hid behind the shadows of guys like Lorenzo and Kyle, and could be a leader because he is a decent player, but I think the Bills are going to have to bring in from the outside older players, either, you know, through free agency, to kind of bolster and bring along this young team that's going to be, again, even younger once he leaves. And with drafting, you know, another plethora of draft picks, this team is already one of the youngest teams in the league, and it's just going to get younger.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. The leadership value is the most important, because, yes, he is the most tenured one on the team. And yeah, it is young. You need those veteran leaders in the locker room to help push the guys right along. Josh Allen's going to come into his own. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. And obviously passing the torch to Tremaine Edmonds was a huge sign, but yeah, I mean, the league is it's a lot to handle for a young player, and to be put into a leadership role right off the bat, it's a lot of pressure. I have a feeling they'll be okay, but you know, it's going to come with time. It's going to come with time, and I think in the long run the team will be okay. As far as LeSean McCoy, as much as I would, you know, like to see him step up and be a leader, I think his days here may be numbered, unfortunately so. With all the off-field drama and, you know, the huge step back this year, I know he played behind a very inconsistent offensive line, which didn't help matters much. But
that's being kind.
Yeah. you know. yeah, that was very generous. And, you know, that...
Well, listen, like, he's a great player, but I'm looking at it from the outside, and just, if you have, I would imagine they would want to bring back Lorenzo Alexander. He had a great year.
Yes.
I think he wants to maybe play another year or two, and if the price is right, I think the Bills would want him back on that defense, because if you don't, you're basically handing over the keys to, and this isn't a bad thing, to like a Micah Hyde or Jordan Poyer as being your most experienced guys, and maybe Star Lotulelei, but I was thinking about Star as well. He's not a boisterous guy. He just, you know, does his job, plugs up double teams and collects his paycheck and does a good job at doing that, but he's not Kyle Williams and going to give a fiery speech, right? And
no.
And LeSean McCoy's not going to do that either. I mean, he'll try, but how can the team take LeSean McCoy seriously after the season he's had and kind of the rifts he's had recently with the coaching staff? Like, I just don't feel comfortable leaving LeSean McCoy as one of the two to three, you know, main leaders on my squad next year, with Kyle Williams leaving. And that's the ripple effect of Kyle Williams leaving, is, like I said, I think LeSean could kind of hide in the background a little bit because they had Zoe and they had Kyle there as veteran leaders. But yeah, maybe it is just a thing where Josh Allen has to grow up really quickly.
Yeah, his growing up is definitely getting pushed along a lot further than we all hoped. Before the season started, I was hoping Josh would be able to ride behind a veteran QB and take his time and you know, and eventually get comfortable into that starting position. But once again, I think he has his work cut out for him. Yeah, again, he's definitely gonna have to step up, and he's shown that he can. There's been mic'd up moments where you see him on the sidelines, you know, hyping up the players, and I know he can be a leader. And if he continues to play the way he has been, he'll be just the one the Bills are looking for.
So what is your favorite Kyle Williams moment?
Oh, man, it's easy.
When you think back.
Easy.
It's easy for you?
It is. And, you know, I always think back last year in the locker room when the Andy Dalton went to Tyler Boyd on that 4th-and-12 and they scored a touchdown, knocking Baltimore out and putting Buffalo in. It was, the man has had a ton of great plays, but I think that emotional moment, seeing a grown man like that cry, hugging his boys, and, you know, it just shows how much pride he had in Buffalo and how much, like, if anyone deserved it, and football owes people absolutely nothing, the NFL owes people absolutely nothing, but if anybody deserved it, you know, to make that playoff appearance, it was Kyle Williams.
Yeah, that one for me, I think it's as far as moments and feeling close to just Kyle, but to the Bills organization and being so prideful. It was, his emotion in the locker room for sure was huge, as a moment that I'll always remember from him, is his image of holding his kids and crying and wiping away tears. But for me, do you remember when he challenged Marshawn Lynch to a swim-off in the pool, Matt?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So,
I haven't heard that in a long time.
So, yeah. So, like, when I think of Kyle Williams, I think of him challenging, or I don't know if it went Marshawn Lynch challenging Kyle or vice versa, but I think Marshawn Lynch was pretty cocky and confident that he was going to beat him at, you know, swimming laps in a pool. And I think people forget just how good Kyle is in terms of an athlete. You know, he was, you know, a multi-sport athlete in high school. And he's a really great, I think he's a scratch golfer, a very good golfer, and just a great athlete. And I think he easily beat Marshawn in that race. I know the Bills posted that video, and that was way back, I think, in 2008 or 9, if I'm not mistaken. So I think of that because he was a competitor. He wasn't, you know, the guy that looked the fastest or the most chiseled, but the guy was, and still is, just a great athlete.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you just see just some of the way he moves on the field and stuff. Yeah, just great all around. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's funny that he outraced Marshawn. I think that's pretty funny in hindsight.
Yeah, no, it was just a moment of his career that I, you know, he's always a good sport about that kind of thing, you know, like joking around with his teammates, and you could tell that guys like playing with him, but he would definitely be missed. I think if fans didn't want to go to this final home game, I think there's definitely reason that they should try to get to that game, and I don't think cost is necessarily a big factor for this one.
No, not at all.
And I think if you already are a season ticket holder and we're on the fence, I think giving him a good goodbye would be great. One more story I have about Kyle Williams. Now, Matt, I used to work at the McKinley Mall Wegmans back in the day, and I was in the meat department. And I remember a young Kyle Williams came up to me. I was behind the counter, and he's like, "Hey, man, I'm looking for a steak." You know, and this is Kyle Williams. I knew who it was. And, you know, I'm a young guy. I'm in college, just out of high school, and, you know, a little awestruck by this guy and really just loved the way he played. I think he was maybe a 2 or 3 year player at this time for the team. And, you know, I picked out a nice strip steak for him, and he was like, "Hey, man, I appreciate that." And I just quickly just told him, you know, "Good luck, and it's a pleasure watching you play." And he acknowledged it and said, "Thank you so much." And, you know, he just seemed like a down-to-earth, small-town guy that didn't want to, you know, shy away from interacting, even if it was with me, like an employee. It was part of my job, you know, to give him good service. But at the same time, he wanted to, you know, just say, you know, thank you and acknowledge me, and not just kind of scoff and walk away.
Which was really huge. No, yeah. That's awesome, because I mean, I have a story that meeting a Bills player that did not turn out as nice as that. I was at the Galleria Mall and I bumped into LeSean McCoy. This was just last Christmas, and yeah. I understood he was very, you know, he had a son and stuff, but you know, just really really quickly, "Hey, you know, good luck this week, and I appreciate that." And it was just kind of really quick to jetting off, and like I understand sometimes these guys mm-hmm. don't want to be bugged in public,
sure.
But that you know, you having that experience with Kyle Williams, there's another you know, compliment to his character, what kind of person he is, and that's more important to me sometimes than how good they are on the field, and you know, when viewing a person. And I mean, Kyle Williams lucky to be good at both, I'd say.
Well, it definitely made him easy to root for, and yeah. From that moment on, you know, I always wanted him to do well. And like I said, he was a young player at the time, just, you know, on the team with for, you know, a couple of years. I think he was still in his rookie contract, so it was always a moment that I'll never forget, just because it was a more personal interaction with him. But he, I think, embraced the city too, right? And he said that in his statement, his goodbye.
So farewell. Much pride.
So I mean, he's beloved by the fans. That I have no doubt that Sunday is going to be very special, and you know, I hope that the fans come out to support him and say goodbye to him, and hopefully they can do it with a win. Matt, do you think they'll try to give it to him at the 1 yard line, or let him throw it or something?
I hope they let him shine. This is officially going to be his last day. Let the man do it all. Let him, you know, just run it up the middle or whatever. I think it needs to be done, because yes, this has been a huge letdown in overall season, and you know, this game it means nothing, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Over the last, you know, 10, 15 years or so, the Bills Dolphins games at the end of the season don't mean as much as they did, you know, like they did back in the 90s when, you know, sure. Jim Kelly, Marino and stuff. So this is a goal out and opportunity to end the season on a relatively high note. And yeah, let the man have fun. Let him run all over that Dolphins defense. I'm all about it.
I feel like Brian Daboll would be crafty enough to do that too.
Oh, I enjoy Daboll's play calling, and I think you'd have fun trolling a bit with Kyle.
Yeah, for sure. Well, just kind of overall, Matt, we haven't had a chance to kind of do an episode together, and we are now, unfortunately, at the end of the season. We won't get to do more of these with game right around the corner. But just what were your overall impressions of the season? Any big, like, takeaways you want to point out, or, you know, things to look forward to in the future? Just where do you kind of sit with the roster, with what Bean has to do? Like, where does your mind go when Sunday's over?
Once Sunday's over, man, Bean has his work cut out for him this year. That salary cap definitely hurt the Bills overall. You know, this year Josh Allen had little to no weapons to throw to at all. The offensive line could not protect him. You know, he was forced to scramble a bunch. Bean's got to put in the work. I think this year is a make-or-break year for Brandon Bean. I really do. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't deliver, it's people are going to get those Doug Whaley vibes all over again. He's got to, you know, focus on that draft. I don't know who the really big names coming out of the draft this year as of yet, but, you know, dig deep in free agency and just find ways to help make Josh Allen's transition to now a leader role and you know, they're designated number one quarterback. It just make it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, they need help up front. They need weapons.
Defensively, they're sound.
I think so, too. I think the defense, Kyle is a little bit of a loss, but I think the draft, from what I've heard a little bit about so far, is that it's very defensive heavy in the first round. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Bills do go D-line again or, corner or something like that opposite of Trey White. But that'll be interesting. I always find this interesting too, Matt, is that free agency comes before the draft. So I think whatever holes and voids that are filled through free agency by Bean will really be a tell-all sign for what they're thinking in the draft. And they have a lot of picks. And we know that Brandon Bean likes to, strike deals and do trades. So maybe, around free agency, he does that too for some players and will collect a veteran player because he has a couple extra picks.
Right.
To kind of accelerate, like you said, Josh Allen's growth. And man, for me, he needs some weapons because it's sad that he is dealt the hand he was dealt, but I think it is valuable experience thus far that he's gained.
It is. I mean, you go and take a look at a quarterback like Carson Wentz, whose rookie year was, not great, but his team rebounded his sophomore year, and he grew along with his team, and obviously as a collective unit they went to the Super Bowl and won. And I feel like if Bean doesn't have a good offseason as far as drafting and free agency, I think we can build up. He can build up a team good enough to Josh Allen to make, challenge for a playoff spot. Get close to there. Maybe not playoffs next year. We've seen tons of surprises. We always see a surprise team here or there, mm-hmm. but there's a chance. You'd be surprised. A nice young team thrown together will eventually mesh and good things will happen.
Yeah, well, thanks, Matt, for coming on this episode, talking a little bit about Kyle Williams. If people haven't yet already, I think our managing editor, Nick Wotan, posted 7 things that Bills fans will remember about Kyle Williams. It's a really good article that kind of highlights some of Williams' highlights as a Bill over his 13 years. And Matt's exciting that you're able to podcast a little bit more for us at Bills Wire and kind of fill in certain spots where I'm unable to, and do this together. This is going to be fun.
I'm really looking forward to it. You're a great dude. This team, getting to talk to everyone. It's really cool to see how you all work. I'm learning a lot, see the conversations every day in the group chats and all that stuff. Really hardworking squad, top to bottom. So
it is for sure. Yeah, we definitely put in the work, and I think for us, it's just staying on top of mind. I was fortunate enough to go to the TO event, his induction to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
So that was really
that's
fun.
Awesome.
So it's given us an opportunity to kind of branch out and give some coverage where, other outlets may not be able to, and hopefully just provide another voice for the fans. And
yeah,
ultimately, that's just what we love to do, is talk Bills football on here, and look forward to future episodes with you, sir.
Absolutely. Likewise, my friend.
All right. We'll catch everyone later. Again, head over to Bills Wire to get all the latest articles and stuff like that. We appreciate you all listening. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Take care. Go Bills.